Hi, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time as always on a Tuesday. Where are we going today?
Daniel, I'm taking you to the Olympic Games in Rome in 1960. The swimming team includes huge names like Murray Rose, John Hendricks, John and Ilse Conrad, a Maribyrnong boy, David Thiel, the amazing Dawn Fraser, and our very own Rosemary Lassig.
Now, they are big names when it comes to Australian swimming, and of course, Dawn Fraser, one of our greatest Olympians, if not ever. I didn't know that Bundaberg produced a swimmer of such ilk.
Daniel, Rosemary Lassig was another of South State School's fabulous students. And if you remember from last week, I said that Molly de Gunst went there too.
Yep.
Rosemary was born in Bundaberg in 1941, and as a child, she suffered from asthma. As it was common in those days, swimming was the recommended form of exercise.
Oh.
So her parents, Fred and Linda Lassig, took her to the Anzac Memorial Pool in Quay Street, where her talent was spotted by a coach that many of us remember, Tom McIntyre. And Rosemary swam for the Ferrymead Swimming Club.
So, Angela, what do you think, I guess, singled out Rosemary as a swimmer?
Rosemary had an incredibly powerful kick. By the age of 13, she came within half a second of breaking the record for the Australian 220-yard medley relay. That was in 1954, 2 years before the Melbourne Olympics, when there was a huge upsurge in competitive swimming. Now, new strokes and events were being developed. And did you know that the first butterfly race happened at the Melbourne Olympics in 1956?
Wow.
And that was where Australia had its strongest ever performance in swimming. Anyway, fast forward to 1960 and Rosemary was on fire. She became the first Queensland woman to hold a world swimming record.
It'd be nice to hold a record. Angela Lathouris joins us for our history historian, our 4BU historian, Rosemary Lassig is who we are talking about today. Where did she set that, Angela?
Bundaberg's Anzac Memorial Pool. Imagine the scene there when Rosemary broke the world breaststroke record over 110 yards. She recorded a time of 1 minute 21.22 seconds.
Now, I'm not au fait. I like watching swimming, don't get me wrong, but I'm not au fait with times. How would that go compared to today's times?
Well, Daniel, the distance is slightly different, but the current world record over 100 metres is 1 minute 4.13 seconds.
Wow.
So the difference is 17.09 seconds. But remember, they had no goggles, no swimming caps, no special suits, no sports psychologists or nutritionists, not a physio, a team doctor or a scientist. They didn't even have their coach with them.
Wow.
Now, I mentioned Tom McIntyre. He coached Rosemary all the way to the Rome Olympics. At one point, when the Anzac pool was closed, he trained his squad in the Elliott River.
As you do.
Now, I know, an interesting piece of information from another Olympian, Michelle Pearson, is that Tom McIntyre was a self-taught coach who couldn't swim.
That is unreal.
But imagine, I know, it's amazing. Imagine how proud he must have been when the 18-year-old Rosemary Lassig was named in the Australian Olympic team to go to Rome in 1960. Now, in preparation, the team travelled to Townsville in the middle of 1960 and they trained at the Tobruk Memorial Baths. And the manager of the pool at that time was a guy called Stumpy Lawrence, and he was the father of Australia's most well-known and successful coaches, Laurie Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the Tobruk pool that Rosemary set another world record, and it was for the 220-yard breaststroke in a time of 2 minutes, 58.8 seconds.
Wow.
And before you ask, the current record over 200 metres is 2 minutes 18.95 seconds, so that's about a 40-second difference.
Wow, that is a massive difference. But as you said there, they had no coaches, they had no physiotherapists, they had nothing like that that we get today. So how did Rosemary go in Rome?
Well, she was only nominated for two events because the program for women was so limited compared to the men. Rosemary failed to qualify for the 220-yard breaststroke final, but she went on to win a silver medal with Dawn Fraser, Jan Andrew and Marilyn Wilson in the inaugural medley relay.
That's a fair achievement. Still, what happened to Rosemary, I guess, after the Olympics?
Well, she was only 19 when she decided to retire from swimming, saying that she couldn't fund herself to carry on with it. So it must have been a very tough decision. She moved to Brisbane and then to Sydney. She married and had children, and she turned her attention to tennis and skiing.
Wow.
But sadly, Rosemary died in Sydney in 2017, having battled dementia.
Oh.
But her son said that she was always very proud of her Bundaberg heritage.
I guess based on that and the fact that she retired so young, you'd have to say that the name of Rosemary Lassig is immortalised.
Yes, Daniel, I think it is. Her name is on the Sydney Olympic Park's Path of Champions.
Brilliant.
Rosemary carried the Olympic torch in the Sydney 2000 Olympic torch relay.
Wow.
And locally, Kepnock High School named one of their four houses Lassig. So let's hope that some of those kids are listening to 4BU this morning.
Oh, they will be.
And now they'll know the significance of that name. Now, one place that Rosemary's name should be recorded is at the Bundaberg's Anzac Memorial Pool, where she set her first world record. So let's hope for a bright future for our much-loved pool. It's got many stories to tell.
That it does, as do you, and I really appreciate your time this morning telling us about Rosemary Lassig, immortalised, one of our favourite people when it comes to swimming. And as you said there, so many world records, won the bronze medal. So I really do appreciate your time this morning telling us about Rosemary.
Thanks, Daniel. It's a great story to tell.
It most certainly is, and great listening as well. Really do appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Daniel. Talk to you next week.
That you will. That's Angela Lathouris joining us on 1332 4BU.